Born with the name Dolores Hicks on October 20th, 1938, in Chicago, Illinois, United States. Now, Dolores took the stage name of Dolores Hart when she started her acting career as a young woman, and that career took off pretty fast. At the age of 18, she landed a part playing Elvis Presley's love interest in the 1957 movie Lovin' You. Famously, she gave Elvis his first on-screen kiss in that role. She had important parts in 9 more films over the next 5 years, playing opposite Stephen Boyd, Montgomery Clift, George Hamilton, and Robert Wagner. She got engaged to be married and had her pick of roles. Then suddenly, at the age of 24, engaged to be married and a rising Hollywood star, she later explained that she had a turning point while filming St. Francis of Assisi, in which she played St. Clair of Assisi. Now, she met Pope St. John XXIII in Italy during the filming. When she introduced herself as Dolores Hart, the Pope responded, "No, you are St. Clair of Assisi." Now, her fans and friends were in shock, angry even, when they heard the news. Even one of her best friends who was a priest told her of how she was crazy to leave everything behind and enter the religious life. One friend even wrote her angry letters for years after she joined the convent, trying to talk her out of throwing her life away. And Hart's response to all the criticism was, "If you heard what I hear, you would come too." Now, even though she broke off her engagement to Los Angeles architect Don Robinson, they remained close friends for years. He never married and visited her every year at Christmas and Easter at the Abbey in Connecticut until his death in 2009. Olaya Oliveros was a successful Spanish model, starring in movies and advertisements throughout the country and the world. It was when she visited Fatima, Portugal, the site of the famous Marian apparition in 1917, that she had what she later described as an earthquake experience. She says she received in her mind the image of herself dressed as a nun, something she said she initially found absurd. She eventually concluded that Jesus was calling her to give up her glamorous life and become a nun. Now, after consulting with a priest in Madrid, she realized that God was calling her to the religious life. "The Lord is never wrong," she said. "He asked if I will follow him, and I could not refuse." Maria Carmenia Lourdes Cynthia Arnaldo Gutierrez, better known as Chin Chin Gutierrez, was born on November 22, 1969, in Manila, Philippines. Now, in the past, Gutierrez wanted to pursue investigative journalism, so she took communication arts. However, she wasn't able to finish her course and eventually entered the showbiz industry. Now, even before she became an actress, Gutierrez knew that this was not her purpose. During an interview back in 2013, she claimed that the showbiz was not the safest path to take. Nevertheless, she put her faith in God's hands. "If God is leading me to this business or industry, let it be a way for me to find him, because showbiz was not really the safest path to take. By grace, I knew that, but I didn't know what showbiz was all about." Now, aside from a beautiful face, she was recognized because of her remarkable talent. The former actress received Best Actress Award from the Gawad Urian in 1995 for her role in 1994 Malalam Mokaya, the movie. She also bagged the Best Actress Award from the first Asian Television Award in 1996 and 1998 as Best Supporting Actress. She also starred in Morning Girls in 2005 and Maging Sino Kaman, which was one of the most watched TV series of the Kapamilya network during the time. Now, despite her remarkable performances, Chin Chin still reached to the point when she decided to take a break from the glitz and glamour of showbiz. Now, after leaving the industry, she concentrated most of her time as an advocate for the preservation of the environment. Now, Gutierrez was faced with a tragedy in 2006 when their home was caught on fire, and miraculously, all of them survived. Now, Gutierrez says that her watch and the rosary on her arms, the only worldly possessions that she saved from the fire, are instructions from God telling her to watch and pray. The actress later decided to enter the Carmelite convent, and when the news came out that the former actress had decided to become a nun, many were really surprised. Now, Gutierrez recalled that the first major sign for her to follow her calling of being a nun was when a philosophy professor in college challenged her notion about the existence of God. "Believe it or not, it actually touched a core in my being. The fact that we could question the existence of God in a very Catholic school," the former actress said. "I know this is for the great, but is anyone going to take care of my soul while I'm at it?" On the other hand, it was confirmed that Chin Chin Gutierrez followed her mother's path, a former Franciscan nun who served in Italy. She entered the Carmelite convent as a full-fledged consecrated sister, now known as Sister Lourdes.